You are listening to the Digital Signage Today podcast. The Interactive Customer Experience Association's mission is to connect B2C brands to technology that elevates the customer experience. Brands have access to resources, project help, news, and insights based around boosting their customer experience. Suppliers gain network opportunities to reach these brands and help them provide solutions to elevate their customer experience. Join today at icxa.org.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Digital Signage Today podcast. Today, we have a very special guest. I'm joined by Shelley Whitehead. She's the editor of QSR Web and Pizza Marketplace. Shelley, how are you doing today?
I'm great now that you called me a very special guest. I feel so privileged and honored. No, seriously, it's great to be here and talk a little bit about digital signage today, which is so important to quick service.
Oh, yeah. So just to start with, can you tell us what you've noticed of how QSRs are really using digital signage for our guests?
Well, I think anybody who has gone by a fast food place, either to drive through or go inside, knows that they're using digital signage like crazy. The question is, how are they using it? What kind of innovative things are they doing? And I have been working at trying to get the heads up on some of the things that some of the big brands are doing, and not had a lot of success getting some good responses. They kind of want to keep that under tabs. But I do think that there's two things that are really driving the use of digital signage within quick service. And that is the relatively, the Affordable Care Act had a provision in it that menu calorie counts had to be included. And that has now taken effect. So that has really turned a lot of brands on to listing all of this information on digital signage because it can be changed quickly. It can be altered if needed. And it really allows them more maneuverability. And then the other thing that's going on within the industry that I think is really driving a lot of growth for digital signage is the problems that the industry is having getting people in the door to work and stay with their restaurants. So that's forcing a lot of the brands to install kiosks and for order taking and take maybe some of that off the plate. But I think really, Brad, you know, as far as the two main players in QSR right now, it's McDonald's and Domino's mostly, as far as digital signage is concerned and innovative stuff.
Right. So what are some things you've noticed Domino's and McDonald's really doing? You obviously mentioned, you know, a lot of places are using kiosks now, but what have you know specifically about those two places?
Well, McDonald's has all kinds of technology power behind it, and they've really been using it. They have, of course, got a huge presence within kiosks, but they also have, they're using a lot of drive-through digital signage technology based on time of day, type of weather, the kinds of things that are feeding data and using AI to kind of inform what the menu offers and inform what they're kind of putting out in front of their customers. Aside from that, Domino's has just recently introduced this Pie Pass, which is connected with its GPS delivery. And this has a kind of interesting manifestation in that people coming to Domino's who have to pick up a pizza will be, if they have this Pie Pass, get greeted by name on the digital signage in the front of the store.
Really,
which is kind of cool. Yeah, talk about making you feel special.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about, like, because obviously some customers would look at that and they'd get creeped out. Would you personally get creeped out, or you'd be like, oh, this is kind of cool?
Yeah, that's interesting that you bring that up, because personally, that would freak me out.
Right.
But I'm that kind of person. I'm kind of a private person. And so I don't want the whole world to know that I'm there getting my 15 topping, you know, super giant sized pizza
right.
to take home. But a lot of people, I think that's a lot of fun. I think the majority of people do, who maybe are a little more extroverted than me.
Yeah, I get what you mean. So you mentioned a little bit earlier that a lot of these restaurants are very hesitant to respond, and it seems like there's not been a huge amount of activity as far as them like deploying more menu boards or whatever. Why do you think that is? Because I had a few theories, but I wanted to hear yours first.
Well, it would be speculation, but I'm happy to do that. I think that the more I talk to restaurateurs in the quick service and also in the pizza realm, they're a little bit overwhelmed with the kind of weight of technology on mm-hmm. them these days. Customers are changing their expectations so rapidly that you know, they're really having to get up to speed on all kinds of things that are relatively complex.
Right.
And, you know, Lord forbid, if you're a smaller brand and you don't have the pocketbooks of, say, a McDonald's or a Domino's, it takes a lot of manpower to kind of allocate resources to do this and to check it out and to know what you're doing. So I think that, you know, it's probably left some of them a little restrained in the ways they use digital signage, you know, more
right.
innovative uses. What do you think?
So I think like, so one thing I've noticed at the times I've been at the, I think it was the Restaurant Franchising and Innovation Summit. I want to make sure I'm getting that name right, because it's one of
it
our
is.
Events.
Okay. Yeah.
So I noticed a lot of people there, they were very interested in technology, but either they didn't have a whole lot of background and how it works, or they were really concerned with the cost. And when you have, you know, shrinking margins, people are like, well, I mean, am I really going to invest in this big, you know, display, or am I going to invest in getting better menu items? So I think that's a real big issue. And especially for the vendors, figuring out a way to really show the value of these technologies to organizations that may not be familiar with or even used to using technology on such a level. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. I mean, I think that I'm delighted that I'm on the show here today, because I hope that we will get all kinds of people contacting us about the neat stuff they're doing.
Right.
But, you know, I just from reading digital signage today, I realize there are so many capabilities that really aren't being tapped into in mm-hmm. the way of video and interactive and even AI and voice searches. Can you maybe just give us, me at least, an idea of some of the areas you think that QSRs could maybe use that you haven't heard much about them using?
Sure. So I think there are a number of ways that they can really use this technology, and one of which is just having a more interactive space inside the restaurant. So think about McDonald's, how they occasionally have those little light up tables where people can play little games. Having yeah. something like that, like even if it's just like a kiosk, like maybe in the kids area, where it shows advertisements normally, or like, you know, sign up for a loyalty program. But when people actually go up to it, they can play a little game. Maybe it's like, I don't know, it could be something as simple as like a solitaire card game or like a little kids game. Something like that can really be helpful with engaging audiences. And also in terms of the video stuff, video is very useful if you want to really draw attention to whatever your special is at the current time. Because I've noticed a lot of restaurants, they might deploy a menu board, but the menu board, all it's saying is, here's what we have. Well, if you have video, then if you have something really special that you want to draw attention to, well, hey, you can put up a video right there, just right there in the menu board. And that's really helpful too. And on the more I guess you can call it both interesting but potentially creepy side of the equation, you have, you know, personalized menus. So let's say I drive up to the outdoor menu display outside, and based on my loyalty data, based on what I've ordered before, my menu will look a little bit different than someone else's. Or they could even have, like, here's your recommended item, something like that. And it can even be something as simple as, like, I'm trying to think of a good way. It's like just creating a more immersive restaurant environment to where when people come there, it's not just the food, it's the experience. You know, we always talk about customer experience. So that's one way I think restaurants can really start thinking about digital signage and just technology in general, is that how does this make the indoors an attractive environment beyond just, you know, bright display, bright images to lure in people?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you've, you know, when you described kind of that interactive gaming that would be in stores or could be in stores, as a past mother of a very, you know, tiny kid, I know when you're waiting in line at any fast food restaurant, it helps to have something fascinate them for a little while you do your thing and get the food. So, you know, and not only that, just the options for interaction, like you're saying, for people coming in to actually eat in a quick service restaurant, which there still are significant numbers of, believe it
right.
or not.
Yeah, still a lot. And also, one thing I've noticed, and I've seen this more at sit-down restaurants, is they will often have like a TV or display, and it will show just like, you know, a few second clips of videos. They might not even have sound. I think it's the Chive TV is one of the biggest ones. So just having something like that in a restaurant can really, even if it's a quick serve restaurant, can really sort of, you know, give people something to look at while they're waiting in line, or just make it a more pleasant experience to go in. Give it a little bit more of that, I guess, fancy fast casual feel, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, the evil stepsister of quick service. That's what we call it.
Right.
stealing away customers. No, there is healthy competition between the two segments. Mm-hmm. You know, I had wanted before we talked today to find out from Burger King. They have a new ad campaign where they actually show a burger. They're trying to push the fact that they're starting preservative-free Whopper sandwiches. And to do that, they've decided to let a burger mold over a 34, 35-day period on time-lapse. And it's fascinating, but disgusting.
Yeah, it's really gross. I think it's a picture of it.
Yeah, and what I wanted to know from them is, are they actually playing that in restaurant or in their drive-thrus as video on their digital signage? I haven't heard from them, but that would be fascinating to know. And I bet it would be a wonderful thing to get customer reactions from.
Oh, yeah. And one thing I've noticed in that, this may not be necessarily true, but I've noticed there's a lot more like innovative campaigns from these restaurants coming out of places like Europe. Like I'll notice, I can't remember what the name of the brand was. I think it might've been Burger King or Dairy Queen or one of those. They did a campaign where when it was very hot, they would offer people discounts on like ice cream. And that discount would go up the hotter it got in the city. So something like that, really, even in an outdoors, can really help boost your business. And it can be something really simple. Like, it could be something like, okay, when it's raining outside, here's a sunny beverage or whatever you want to call it.
it really is opportunistic, and it's taking advantage of data, too, to feed into your system. And that's all beyond my personal capability of understanding how all that happens, right. But I understand that it does happen. You know, but again, I think you go back to the fact that QSR operators have so much on their plate when it comes to technology. So how do digital signage vendors even get in front of them to even talk to them about the capabilities that they might well be unaware of? That's
right.
A big question.
Yeah, it is. And I think I've noticed this a little bit too with QSR operators. Often it seems, and you can correct me if I'm wrong about this, their first real thing they want to get started with technology is like online or mobile ordering, because everyone's doing it and then no one wants to be left behind. And then afterwards, everything else follows from that. But I think like one way the digital signage vendors could speak to these companies is really to show them how not only it will improve their business, but how what will happen if they continue not to deploy it. Like, obviously, some restaurants can get away with being more rustic. But if you look at the stuff McDonald's and Burger King and other places are doing, you realize, okay, you're going to start to look get left behind a little bit if you don't catch up. And oftentimes, it's just about really, like I said before, creating that environment where people are comfortable and people want to come inside and order.
Yeah. Giving them something experiential. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it's all about. That's unfortunately, I'm not a member of the millennial or Gen X generations. I've got a few years on you and them, but my understanding is this is their sweet spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say for me as millennial, it's, I definitely notice when there's not technology in an area, like especially when I think there should be. Like if I go to their website and it's just a mess and I can't find like their menu, I'm gonna be like, how competent really is this place? So really, that's another thing to keep in mind for QSRs. You don't want the new customers coming in to think, this place seems a little shady. They don't seem to know what they're doing.
Well, yeah, that's interesting as well. In fact, I was at the Mid-America Restaurant Expo earlier this week, and it is a turnoff not to be on top of the technology for customers to go and to eat out. They're showing it in survey after survey. So I guess it is kind of another way you measure competency as a diner. I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough one. And I think it will, get easier for QSRs, especially as like a lot of the price point of this technology really goes down. Like it used to be content management systems were really, really expensive. Now they're getting a lot more easy to buy. I mean, it could literally, if you have one location, it's literally just, a very simple system. So I think that's one thing that'll really help them. And, before we sign off today, do you have anything else to share? Because it's been a really interesting conversation.
Well, it has been for me as well. I do not, but I will be listening and I will be watching. And please, again, I'm putting out the invitation. Contact Brad or I if you have some great restaurant campaigns and great restaurant initiatives involving digital signage, because I'd love to report about it.
Yes. And if you have any questions or concerns about like, what is this digital signage all about? Or like, how can I improve my customer experience? Feel free to contact either me or Shelley. And thank you so much for joining us today, Shelley.